Our first Community Impact Award recipient was raised in Harlingen, Texas, where she graduated from high school in 1994. After high school, she moved to College Station to attend Texas A&M University, graduating in 1998 with a Bachelor of Business Administration degree in finance. She then moved to Kingwood, Texas, where she opened her mortgage company in 2002. A year later, she opened her first branch in College Station. That office was located at 650 square feet off Longmire Drive for 12 years. They recently celebrated the grand opening of their new office at 750 William D. Fitch in South College Station. Since 2002, the company has grown to 25 loan officers in locations across the state, including Houston and San Antonio. The company now employs 34 full-time individuals and has an annual payroll of over $2.6 million. She credits the success of her company to the wonderful people that have been involved since the beginning. According to our honoree, the company has an amazing team that cares about each other, about the customers, and about the communities they serve. The mission and its employees live by the mission, the company and its employees live by the mission to provide superior quality mortgage services that borrowers recommend to their families and friends, realtors prefer for their clients, sellers trust with their transactions, and employees are proud to be a part of, and vendors who want to do business with. In 2013, our award winner decided to split the corporate office between Houston and College Station and moved here with her husband, Ben, to raise their children, Lucy, age 6, and Will, age 5. She didn't move here to do business, though, just to do business. She is fully engaged in the community in just 3 short years. She's a Leadership Brazos Class of 2016 graduate and was chosen among her graduating class members to serve as incoming coordinator for the leadership program for the next 2 years. She's also a member of the Bryan College Station Regional Association of Realtors, the Greater Brazos Valley Builders Association, and the Junior League of Bryan College Station. She and her company are also volunteers for and financially support many local organizations, including Habitat for Humanity, the Chamber of Commerce, the Women's Council of Realtors, and the College Station Education Foundation, among others. It is our privilege to introduce our first 2016 Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award winner, Jill Gallagher, with First Alliance Mortgage. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You want to go with the safer words?
I can. Okay. Yes. What an honor. I really appreciate this award. I appreciate the Chamber of Commerce. I can say that it's due to my awesome team that I'm here right now, and that I feel very blessed to have been in business for 14 years and to be able to be up here and accept this award right now. And the least we can do in my mind for the success that we have is to be able to contribute back to our community. So thank you for honoring us. Appreciate the award and appreciate the chamber.
Our second Community Impact Award recipient grew up in Houston, Texas, where she graduated from Mount Carmel High School, graduating in 1980. Our honoree moved to College Station in the fall of 1980 to attend Texas A&M University. She graduated in 1985 with a Bachelor of Science in Engineering and returned to Texas A&M to graduate in 1993 with a Master's of Engineering in Civil Engineering and Water Resources. She was employed for more than 11 years by the City of College Station, where she managed numerous street, water, and wastewater capital projects. During her tenure with the city, she also managed all engineering department reviews and authored several development ordinances and impact fee zones for the city. In 1999, along with her partner Joel Mitchell, our award winner opened her own private civil engineering firm. The firm has grown to be one of the largest locally owned civil engineering firms in the Bryan College Station area. They have expertise in land development, street, drainage, parks, and utility projects, and have completed significant projects for the City of Bryan, the City of College Station, Texas A&M University, Brazos County, and numerous land developers. The company currently has 10 full-time employees and has an annual payroll of almost $500,000. This company credits their success to their commitment to providing clients with high quality and cost-effective service and hope to prove their experience and commitment to engineering excellence far into the future. Part of their success is due to their commitment and involvement in the community. They're members of the Bryan-College Station Chamber of Commerce, involved in both our leadership business program and the Legislative Affairs Committee, the American Society of Civil Engineers, the Better Business Bureau, the Home Builders Association, both the Texas and National Societies of Professional Engineers, the Research Valley Partnership, and the Bryan-College Station Sister Cities Association, among others. The company is also an active supporter of many local organizations, including the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley, the Bryan Rotary Club, the United Way of Brazos Valley, March of Dimes, the American Heart Association, the College Station Education Foundation, College Station ISD Education Foundation, and the Bryan Historic Preservation Committee. Our honoree and her husband, Jim, have two children, Emily, 25, and Sarah, 22. So it's our privilege to introduce now our second 2016 Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award winner, Vanessa Morgan, with Mitchell & Morgan, LLP. That's Veronica. Veronica. Sorry about that.
I just want to say thank you so much for the award. Very surprised that we got this, but very thankful that that the Chamber recognized us with this award. I'd like to thank everybody who attended today, especially Procurement Services for helping support this award. I really appreciate it. I'd like to ask everybody from Mitchell & Morgan table to stand up. They didn't want me to say that. As most of you know, you can't do it without a good team, and they've been awesome. But thank you so much. And Bobby, don't worry about the mess up on the name. Happens all the time. There's a Vanessa Mitchell here. There's also a Veronica Mitchell in town. So it just kind of goes around, and we just all answer to it. Thank y'all so much.
Our third and final Community Impact Award recipient was born in Adrian, Michigan, and eventually moved to Texas, where he graduated from Lampasas High in 1992. Shortly after high school, he enrolled in the Commonwealth Institute of Funeral Service, graduated in 1993, and began his first apprenticeship in 1994 for Phillips and Lucky Funeral Home in Caldwell, Texas. Our honoree then chose to further his education by attending Charles and Sue's School of Hair Design, graduating in 1997. In 1998, his life changed forever when he welcomed his only daughter, Avery. With a new purpose and meaning in life, he moved his family to Bryan and began working towards owning his own business. In 2004, he started Brazos County Mortuary Service, Inc., specializing in providing contract embalming and cremation services for local and out-of-town funeral homes. He has owned that business located on Highway 21 in Bryan for the past 13 years. In 2007, he opened his very own funeral home in a newly remodeled 6,000 square foot building on the corner of Texas Avenue and Mitchell Street in Bryan. That company has operated for the past 9.5 years as a family-owned funeral home, paying special attention to the smallest of details. Our award winner credits hard work, compassion, and customer service for his success in this industry. The company mission statement, "Serving your family is our family business," is more than just a motto. His mother, Linda Flores, stepfather, the late Charles Flowers, and daughter, Avery, all help out with the building remodel and the day-to-day operations. Being family-owned and operated allows the company to provide special attention to customers' needs and flexibility with pricing. When he is not running the family business, you can usually find him involved in the community. He's been an ambassador with the Chamber since 2008. He is the president of Local Woodmen of the World Fraternal Organization. He's an active member of the Bryan Rotary Club, the College Station Noon Lions Club, and the College Station Kiwanis Club. He supports many organizations each year, including local scholarships through the Hispanic Forum, volunteering at various chamber events, calling bingo at several local retirement communities, and serving as a banker at the annual Brazos Valley Hospice Happening. It is our privilege to introduce our third 2016 Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award winner, Augustine Trevino, with Trevino Smith Funeral Home.
Thank you so much, everybody. I have to take this here for my mom. My mom has been a great inspiration in my life. She started out from meager opportunities in this world, but has always held her head high and helped me to be the person that I am today. 9 years ago when we started this opportunity, I really just wanted to provide a better life for my family and good things for our community. I have a passion for what I do and just really want to, at the end of the day, make people smile, to feel good about their lives and what's happening in this crazy, jumped up world. So thank you so much for this award, and thank you so much for the Chamber for all that they do in our community.